with a song in my heart, the story of men and their music, of composers who really had a song in their hearts.
That know no other land, drifting to and fro.
Dreamy, dreamy Chinatown, almond eyes all brown.
Heart seems light and life is bright in dreamy
Chinatown, my Chinatown. Does that old evergreen recall a memory? Yes, I know it's one of the most popular numbers of today, but it was also a hit when it was originally composed, and that was a long time ago. 1906, to be precise. Its composer? One Gene Schwartz. Gene, incidentally, is a man in this case. And he was a real writer of hit songs. Maybe you've never heard of him. But when you hear some of his melodies, well, I know you old-timers will love them once again. And as regards the younger generation, cock an ear, because you're going to hear some mighty good tunes. Let's see now. Gene Schwartz was a Hungarian, a fine pianist who studied under the great Franz Liszt. One day in the 90s, when he'd completed a piano lesson with the famous Liszt in his studio in Budapest, this incident occurred.
You played well today, Jean. You are going to be a fine pianist, a good musician.
Oh, thank you, Herr Liszt. But I'm afraid you flatter me.
Jean, Franz Liszt flatters nobody. With me, you are either good or bad. I think you are good. You will go far.
I'm afraid I will be taking that advice literally, mein Herr.
What do you mean?
My father and mother. They've decided to take the family to America.
America? For good?
Yes, mein Herr. Father thinks there are greater opportunities for us all in the United States than there are in Hungary.
Maybe, maybe. Who can tell? I will be sorry to lose you as a pupil, Jean.
And I, maestro, will be sorry to leave your inspired tuition.
And it's a far cry from the atmosphere of Franz Liszt and Budapest to New York in 1905, when Gene Schwartz wrote one of his earliest hits. It was a song called My Irish Molly-O.
Molly dear, and did you hear the news that's going round? Down in the corner of me heart, a loving place you found. And every time I gaze into your Irish eyes of blue, they seem to whisper, darling boy, me love is all for you. Molly, my Irish Molly, my sweet Acushla dear, I'm fairly off my trolley, my Irish Molly, when you are near. Springtime, you know, is ringtime. Come, dear, don't be so slow. Change your name, go on, be game, be gora, and I'll do the same, my Irish Molly, oh. Oh, Molly, my Irish Molly, my sweet, sweet Acushla dear, I'm fairly off my trolley, my Irish Molly, when you are near. Springtime, you know, is springtime. Come, dear, don't be so slow. Change your name, go on, be game, begorra, and I'll do the same. My Irish Molly, oh!
That little jingle was to make some badly needed money for Schwartz. For when, a few years earlier, his family arrived in America, they were to strike one of the worst depressions in the history of the United States. In New York, in 1897.
Father?
No, Mother dear. There is no work to be had in the whole of New York.
And we have no money in the house. Fritz?
Yes?
We have no more food. We will starve. The children...
Oh, don't cry, my dear. Something must turn up. God will not let our children starve.
And that's the situation that caused Gene Schwartz to forsake all thoughts of a career as a concert pianist. He stuck to the piano all right, but not in the way he anticipated. In his own words...
Yes, originally I hoped to perform before New York's elite, the 400. Instead, I found myself playing for pennies in some of the lowest dives on the Bowery. Yes, I played piano for the drunks. One day I was playing in one of these honky-tonks when I got the break I was looking for.
Piano.
What is it?
The boss wants you. And quick.
The boss? All right. You wanting me, boss?
Yeah. There's a guy over at that table. That one with the dames. Says he's showing a few friends around the slums. Wants to have a word with you.
Okay, boss. I'll talk to him. Pardon me, but I understand you wanted to see me.
You're the pianist?
Yes, sir.
I like your music, even on that monstrosity. What is that tune you're playing just now?
Just a little number of my own.
Ah, so you compose too, eh? How'd you like a job in a vaudeville theater? Playing for me.
If it takes me away from this, I'm all for it.
Right. Here's me card. Look me up at me office at, say, noon tomorrow.
I'll be there, sir, and how?
And that lift was to start Schwartz in the pop field of music, where he was to reign among the kings of Tin Pan Alley for many years. Another one of his early hits was a cute song we knew as Hello, Hawaii.
Hello, Hawaii, how are you? Let me talk to Honolulu. To ask her this, give me a kiss by wireless. Please stay, I can't wait to hear her reply. For I had to phone every little thing I own, to talk from New York through the wireless telephone. Oh, hello, how are you? How are you? Goodbye. Oh, hello, how are you? How are you? Let me talk to Honolulu. To ask her this, give me a kiss by wireless. Please stay, I can't wait to hear her reply. For I had to phone every little thing I own, to talk from New York through the wireless telephone. Oh, hello, how are you? How are you? Goodbye.
Gene Schwartz had by this time forsaken all thoughts of becoming a concert pianist and became wedded to songwriting. He invariably collaborated with one of the best lyric writers of the day in the person of William Jerome. And the names Jerome and Schwartz on a song spelt big time in Tin Pan Alley. The year 1913 was one of their really big years, and they landed a bunch of hits. One of their best being Back to the Carolina I Love. By this time, Gene Schwartz's future was assured. But in the comfortable New York home he'd built for his family, his old father said to him one night,
"Gene, you have been a wonderful son."
"Why shouldn't I be? I was blessed with wonderful parents, the best father and mother in the wide world."
"It is good to hear you say that, my boy.
But what, father?"
"Well, although you have become a famous songwriter, I cannot help but feel if I had not brought you to America, you would have become a famous continental virtuoso of the piano."
"That is problematical, father. But never have any worries about my chosen profession. Always remember, a popular song gives pleasure to millions of people. So if my melodies make people happy, then I'm happy too."
And come to think of it, that's pretty logical reasoning, isn't it? Shortly after this, Gene was discussing new ideas with Billy Jerome. This was still in the year 1913.
"Gene, this new catchphrase that's going round, I think we could make a song out of it."
"Which catchphrase do you mean, Bill?"
"Gene, you're slipping. I refer to that saying that everybody's using, morning, noon, and night. Sit down, you're rocking the boat."
"They're certainly working it overtime, I must admit."
"And they're going to hear a lot more of it. It's going to be another Jerome Schwartz hit."
And how right he was. It was a hit with every variety, double act. And this is how they did it.
Now Johnny was a sailor,
Mary was a cook.
Johnny took her sailing on the briny brook.
Johnny tried to kiss her on the angry sea.
Oh, how she hollered when he tried to take her on his knee.
"Sit down, sit down, sit down, you're rocking the boat."
That's what she said each time he tried to kiss her.
"This is no Pullman car, just anchor where you are.
Sailors have been known to carry many things too far.
Sit down,
sit down,
sit down,
sit down,
you're rocking the boat. remember that I just came out to float. It's not the first time I've been out. My mother taught me how to shout, sit down.
Sit down.
Sit down.
Sit down. Sit down. Sit down. You're rocking the boat.
Sit down. Sit down. Sit down. You're rocking the boat.
They sang the chorus of the song to father.
We're glad to see you, Dad, but mother will be mad.
Be sure and don't wake mama up, or else she'll be in bad.
Sit down.
Sit down.
Sit down.
Sit down.
Sit down, you're rocking the boat.
Now what's that blonde hair doing on your coat?
It's not the first time I've been out. My mother taught me how to shout, sit down.
Sit down.
Sit down.
Sit down. Sit down. Sit down, you're rocking the boat.
Schwartz was now right at the top of the tree. He'd not only written shows for Ziegfeld and the Schuberts, but also was writing numbers for such world-famous stars as Al Jolson, Gabby DeLisle, the famous French artist, and for good measure, Eddie Cantor, too. And don't forget, when these stars were at the top, any songwriter would give his right arm to have them sing one of his melodies. Furthermore, Gene had become personal pianist to the most famous double act of the day, the glamorous Dolly Sisters. One night, at a theatrical party which was literally packed with theatrical stars.
Hold everything. I crave your attention. Thank you. I thank you. Let me introduce an old friend in Al Jolson.
Thank you, fellow artists. My, it looks as though old Broadway is here tonight. And why not? Because this party has special significance. And I'm the lucky guy who's been selected to tell you the good news. Briefly, two of our greatest celebrities are about to be married. And boy, is it a surprise.
Who is it? Name the couple. Let's hear about it.
Okay, okay. I won't keep you in suspense. One is our noted songwriter, Gene Schwartz. Oh! And he's going to marry, and will this blow you? He's going to marry one of our beloved Dolly sisters, Rosika Dolly.
And that wedding made theatrical headlines throughout all theaterdom. The Dolly sisters were famous throughout show business. London, Paris, Berlin, Vienna, or New York. It was all the same to them. They topped the bill everywhere. And Gene Schwartz? His songs were sung throughout the world. After they returned from the honeymoon, Gene phoned Al Jolson.
Al, this is Gene Schwartz. Yes, yes, sure, we had a swell time. But quit the kidding. I've written a new song for you. And Al, it's a whiz. Yes. The title? It's called Rockabye Your Baby to a Dixie Melody.
You know the rest of it. This song became a positive sensation and will forever be associated with the memory of its creator, Al Jolson.
Rock-a-bye, baby, with a Dixie melody. When you croon, croon a tune from the heart of Dixie. Just hang my cradle, memory mine, by an amazing Dixie line. And swing it from Virginia to Tennessee with all the love that's in you. Weep no more, my lady. Sing that song again for me. Oh, Black Joe, just as though you had me on your knee. A million baby kisses I'll deliver the minute that you sing the Swanee River. Rock-a-bye, yeah, rock-a-bye, baby, with a Dixie melody. Weep no more, my lady.
Won't you sing that song once again for me? And old Black Joe, just as though you had me on your knee. A million baby kisses I'll deliver the minute that you sing the Suwannee River. Rock-a-bye, you rock-a-bye, baby, with a Dixie melody. Rock-a-bye, your baby, with a Dixie melody.
The last I heard of Gene Schwartz was that he was living in comfortable retirement in sunny California. He was then around 70. To an old acquaintance who called on him one day, Gene said,
"My friend, you ask me have I any regrets that I never devoted my gifts to serious composition. The answer is no. In my own lifetime, I've seen the pleasure my songs have given to so many. For that, I'm thankful. What's more, many of my songs will live. Chinatown has been a hit for close on 50 years. And 50 years hence, and I won't be here to hear it, I'll bet it's still a hit. What more could a composer ask?"
Indeed, Gene Schwartz. What more? Your contribution to the sphere of popular music has been a considerable one. And we're indebted to you for your many haunting melodies. So, as a tribute to this old-timer, we'll conclude his story with a medley of some more of his many hits.
Goodbye, Virginia. I love the loveliness that's in you. I'll miss Virginia's beautiful, beautiful eyes. I'll miss Virginia's beautiful, beautiful skies and flowers. It's no wonder I am weeping. Both Virginias are divine. I couldn't get you, so I must forget you, dear Virginia.
Devil, but I'll soon make an angel of you. Though it's trying, there is no denying, it will seem like heaven to you. In a gray shack, in a country way back, where the red, red roses grow, we will live on love. Headaches on the morning after. No more glasses clicking, just an old clock ticking while the hours go by. No more mixing punches, goodbye midnight lunches. You'll be modest and shy. Instead of diamond rings, I'll buy you golden wings. That's just what I will. On the level, you're a little devil, but I'll soon make an angel of you.
Chinatown, my Chinatown, where the lights are low.
Hearts that know no other land, drifting to and fro.
Dreamy, dreamy Chinatown, the moon eyes all brown, hearts seem light and life is bright, in green Chinatown.
And so we conclude the story of songwriter Gene Schwartz, who forsook Beethoven for Berlin. The artists recalling the colorful incidents in his life were Betty Randall, Keith Hudson, Jack Perry, Don Moore, Gerald Hyman, Eula Parker and the Parkerettes, Max Blake, and Horry Dargis Quartet. Your narrator was John Morgan. Orchestra and vocal ensemble were under the baton of William Flynn. With a Song in My Heart was produced by Alfred Potter and scripted and directed by Jack O'Hagan.